Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up to the show that never ends, the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive. My name's Mao, here to entertain and also bring you some of the most cutting-edge independent music the world has to offer ever, forever. Yes, and that sound you hear is me having another cold. I'll tell you what, this has been a pretty brutal stretch for yours truly. Man, it seems like I have a cold for a couple months, for a couple weeks, get over it for about a month, and I catch the next one. Every cold that comes down the pike, I am getting, and it is getting a little bit tiresome, because as I speak, I'm sipping honey-laced tea, you know, living the rock and roll dream. That's awesome. It's not awesome at all. It's kind of sad, really, but whatever. Whatever I got to do for you, the listener, to make sure that you get your infusion of craziness brought to you by me, the craziest. I wish I was the craziest. That'd be something to really hang your hat on, but I don't think I'm even close. You know, you watch some of these reality shows and you're like, oh my god, at least I'm not that crazy. So yay for that. I got some interesting, intriguing topics to go over today. And I'll just start. I'm gonna do a little teaser, then we'll go to some music. If you listen to the show long enough, you know that we recently relocated to a new building for where I work, my JOB, and this is a shared environment in that it's not solely dedicated to our company. There's other companies in this huge office complex, not huge, but you know what I'm saying, a big building where people go to work. So the very first day I get off, and we're on the second floor, and I get off and I'm walking out of the elevator, and I look straight ahead, and there's like some, it's like an insurance or a healthcare learning facility. I think people that are getting into the healthcare business for insuring, maybe, I don't know. You know how like everything kind of looks the same in offices. So this place is something to do with healthcare or insuring healthcare or whatever. And I look at a little sticker on the door, and it says, blah, 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 is a tobacco-free employer. And I said, Now, I've seen lots of stickers that say no smoking and, tobacco-free zones and, you know, whatever. Don't give cigarettes to our babies. Now, I don't smoke. But I looked at that sticker, and I kind of just went, okay, that's odd, and I just kept walking away. But then I looked at it every day until finally I was like, what the hell does that mean? So I typed it into the word search on the internet. And after this music break, we'll delve into what that meant and what that means and why I'm turning my head sideways like a dog when I say that. But enough about that. Here's some music.
If there's anything that this horrible tragedy can teach us, it's that a male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident.
Oh, Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
All right. That was a band called Midnight Smokin' Drive. I met them when I was over in Korea. I actually saw them play live twice and really enjoyed it. Had sat down, had some beers with those guys. A fun time was had by all. Sadly, I think, well, I know at least the singer has moved on to a different band. Her new band is called Die All Right. I'm hoping to get some of that stuff for you cats later in the year. I know an EP is coming out. I don't think they're defunct, though. I think they're still going on, just have a different singer. So, yes, that is called Midnight Smoke and Drive. You can check them out on YouTube or on Facebook. I would suggest sending some love their way, because they are some cool cats, and I really dig their sound. Hope you did, too. I played for you Triple S and Moonrise Blues.
Internationally known special effects staff presents an epic-making science fiction film starring many of Hollywood's top stars. In Latitude Zero, you will see Utopia, a mysterious underwater city where the greatest scientific minds in the world have been assembled.
Is this what I think it is?
Diamond.
But is it real?
Everything in Latitude Zero is real.
Here we go.
Malik the murderer has a diabolical plan to conquer the world. And the submarine Alpha of Latitude Zero attacks Malik's submarine of death, the Black Shark. You will see futuristic weapons and the Battle of Blood Rock. Malik the Murderer's Base of Evil.
Lucretia!
Malik!
Klaatu, Murata,
okay then.
That's it.
Ah, Latitude Zero. Right up there with one of my favorites. As one of my favorites, I should say. Followed by a sound clip of one that usually rates into my top five as The Army of Darkness. Those are both some wacky, great movies. If you haven't checked them out, I would advise it. Okay, so, as I was mentioned, talking about before, I walked and I saw the sticker that said, a tobacco-free employer. So I went and looked it up on the internet, and sure enough, it means they don't hire anyone who smokes cigarettes or tobacco, you know. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And then I went so far as to talk about how they, not this one place in particular, like all these places that claim to be tobacco-free, they drug test for nicotine. And I thought, well, now, wait a minute. That's a legal thing. If you're over 18, you're definitely permitted to smoke cigarettes if you want to. No, I mean, I'm not defending the health choices of smoking cigarettes. I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't smoke, but, how is that? And I was like, how is that even constitutional? How can you not hire somebody that smokes, that consumes a legal, something that's been deemed legal by our government? And I went out and I looked around and I found some stuff and I downloaded a presentation by some college in Maryland, and it was breaking it down point by point, saying it's not defended by anybody. You know, it's not, there's no laws being broken. And I was like, it just doesn't sound right to me. Like, you know, what? Really? Because then even, like, a lot of places even said, you know, you can't even use the nicotine patches and stuff. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, the place that defended it, or, you know, that place, you know, the college paper I read, broke it down point by point. This is a law school. So I was like, well, I guess, but it seemed very strange to me that a legal product can be used as a filtering out of a potential candidate for employment. Kind of sad, really. Oh, well, here's some music.
Of a betting man, but I laid a plan in here, right? See, was younger, before the river banks grew too damn wide to cross. The light in the wind might carry me on back home. The hour is late, but I'd like to stay, but I can't, so I gotta go. Breaking the steps might falter. She said I ain't here for window dressing. Keep your steps till I come back around. Well, I've been hiding my face. I've been blacking out in taverns. I got no money left to waste, but I can if I find it. We was burning both ends, honey. The highway kept running and never came back no more. That was when we was younger, before the countryside grew too damn wild to cross. The light in the wind might carry me on back home. The hour was late, well I'd like to stay, but I can't, so I gotta go. Breaking the step might falter. Says I am here for window dressing. Keep your steps till I come back around. So won't you call me on the way back home from work before your day drinks take effect?
Right, that was Arliss Nancy. I played Mountain State, 40s, and The Carry. It was off a CD called Simple Machines. So go check them out. That is Arliss Nancy. I always like to play all different kinds of stuff. You know, I play a lot of surf and a lot of my other podcasts. I played a lot of punk and stuff like that too. But this is a more family friendly show, so I don't get to play those as much as I'd like to. That's the kind of music I really like. Oh, while I'm on the subject, make sure that you go out and you download the app, the Radio St. Pete app, to your phone or iPad or iPod or tin can with a string, whatever you got. Go to that store and download the app. That way you can take us on the go and not be tethered to the computer. Because who wants that, right? I hate being tethered to things. Most things. Okay, all things. And also, if you want to check out, I have a new video project. That's right. Yours truly and a friend of mine have done we're starting up a creature feature. So go to YouTube, and in that bar that says search, type in creature feature with Doc and Clown. This is kind of a little bit of a spin on the old school creature features. We did the first two are the educational films, Duck and Cover and Dating Do's and Don'ts, and then this coming up, this next show is going to be a full length feature, so we're getting into the actual creature features, and we're going to do Prehistoric Women, Lost World of the Prehistoric Woman, something like that. And if you like my melodious voice and like to hear more of my musings, well then you should go to bunchdorks.com. there you can find 3 podcasts. Top one is Slow Robot A-Go-Go. That's where me and a friend Dr. Morbius talk all about B through Z grade movies. Middle one is not mine, but they're friends of mine. They do a two-dimension podcast. That's where they talk about comic books and the like. I don't know anything about comic books, so I'm not on that one. Otherwise, I would sound dumber than I normally sound. And then the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. That is kind of like this show, but a little bit more racy. It has the explicit tags. And that's the longest-running podcast in the history of the world. So go check that out. So yay for all that. And of course they all have Facebook pages, so you can look that up too, you know. All right, enough of the shilling. Sorry that took so long. So then as I was like musing about the, okay, I was like, wow, well that's weird. about the tobacco-free stuff. When I started to also read other stuff, because I was like, now wait a minute, what about like the states where they've legalized marijuana? It's a little bit different because the government still says marijuana is illegal. The states just said up yours, government, you know. Excuse me. So that I can understand still being illegal. So I kind of just out of curiosity looked that up. And I come to find out that in Colorado, the main battleground for legalized marijuana, a lot of employers have actually ramped up their drug testing. So it's kind of catch 22, you know. I don't know how I feel about that kind of stuff. Listen, for like my whole entire life, we've really hung our hat on land of the free and home of the brave. Not really feeling the freedom anymore. And when you look around, I don't really see a lot of bravery either. So I'm not quite sure how I feel about any of that. You know, I don't partake in either of these things that I'm talking about. But I sure as heck know people who do, who have. They're fine. Who cares? Like, what somebody does on their own free time is kind of their own. But apparently I'm wrong. So boo for that. Hey, let's go to some music so we can say yay for our ears.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
body, you're a flying forward thing. So that shit you hear must stop about the real thing. Just ask yourself what Big Daddy would do. And they think. And they think.
ポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
These are the sounds of 6 feet of silver death. In the hands of the dragon, it becomes the ultimate weapon of defense. The dragon is back in the greatest martial arts film of all time, Blood of the Dragon. The action is non-stop as one man, one weapon.Are pitted against an incredibly powerful army of ruthless killers. Blood of the Dragon introduces to the screen Asia's superstar Wang Yu, king of the martial arts. With incredible movements, lightning fast hands, he can handle anything, no matter how deadly. Wang Yu never uses a double because no one can do what he does. Don't miss this spectacular film packed with explosive action and ending in the most exciting battle ever seen. Blood of the Dragon. There'll never be another like it. Rated R.
All right. That was the Ghastly Ones from their 2009 Gears and Ghoul Finks. Excuse me. Played the Raiders coach, Think Fink, and Ghoul Fink Stomp. That's a lot of awesome right there. Obviously a tribute to Rat Fink, the glorious Rat Fink, and boy, Big Daddy Ed Roth. So, and then of course I had to throw in a little Kung Fu trailer because my love for Kung Fu never ends. I try to sneak those into the movie review show as much as I can. Woof, excuse me. Boy, oh boy. I sound like I do smoke cigarettes, you know it, but I don't. It's crazy. I'm a victim of many colds. Oh, God. I wonder if, like, working from home, you don't get as many colds, because I can pinpoint, like, where I got each of these, you know, from, like, my work. And I'm like, ugh. People come in sick, and then I guess I perpetuate it because I come in sick, too, because, well, I'm not going to waste my days off, but still, eesh. It's no good, man. But I digress. Fun for the whole family.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No, now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
All right, so what have we learned today? Not much. Well, I guess we learned, even though some things are legal, that doesn't mean you can do them. I guess that's kind of sad, but everyone has their own rights, you know. I don't know. The weirdest thing, some of the weirdest thing is, I want to date myself a little bit here, but I remember smoking was permitted in, like, malls and restaurants and all over the place when I was younger, a kid. And in fact, I just remember when it was started becoming, like, a no-no, you know. One of the first times this really hit me was I was staying with a friend, and I'd moved to Florida, and I just went back to visit a friend back up northeast. And we're standing in a mall, and he's smoking a cigarette, and everyone was kind of giving him a dirty look, and he's like looking around, he's like, what the hell's going on? And he goes, oh, he didn't even remember that it was illegal to smoke in the mall. And he, like, put it out quickly, and he was like, I was wondering why everyone was looking at me like I had lobsters coming out of my ears. And at that point, you're like, oh my God, yeah. And you don't really realize how much it's going to change, how much, even in my lifespan so far, how much that's changed. You know, you're talking about mid-90s that happened. And then the restaurant I was working at was I was the manager at a restaurant down here, and it was half smoking, half non-smoking. And then they finally said no more smoking section. That was a big deal. Like making a non-smoking restaurant at the time was kind of like, I don't know if this is going to work. People were very used to that, you know, and now, Basically, now most places have a little cage that the smokers can huddle around, and everyone can stand and watch them like they're in the zoo. I don't know. Some stuff is good, like, you know, you don't want to, like, on an airplane or in a restaurant. I can see it because, you know, the smell is offensive to some people. It doesn't bother me. I don't know. I drive on 19, or, you know, I'm gonna inhale more smoke from the trucks that are parked in front of me than I'm gonna from somebody's secondhand smoke, but. They always prop up the horror stories like, oh my God, look what happened. And you're like, okay, whatever. So, I don't know. Land of the free. That to be determined. One of the funniest stories, because I was talking about this too with a coworker, and he said, yeah, this is the tobacco thing. I was talking to a guy at work, and he was like, yeah, my niece wanted to work as a nurse, so she had to quit smoking. She knew it was coming up, so for a couple months she quit smoking, passed the test, you know, the urine test to check for the drug testing, and then as soon as she was hired as a nurse, then she just started smoking again. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of like, every rule that's made, there's a way around the rule, so, I don't know, I guess you just figure it out and do what you always do. Let's go to some music before our night comes to an end, shall we? Of course we shall. It's a music show.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
I see you walk on air, humming without a care. I recognize that look about you, and I know what you're feeling, 'cause I felt it too. Notice my past is tense, your heart was on the fence. Now I'm left behind to puzzle it through. My heart is still reeling, though I should pursue. Someone loves me like I love you. Someone loves me like I love you. Someone loves me like I love you. I know the price of finding you too, a dream that never can come true. True. Pardon my long dark face, you tried to leave no trace, but it's all too plainly written. I don't have the power to hide it from you. I hope that I can show more common sympathy for an old friend whose heart has started to unglue. Even if that someone should turn out to be you someday too. Somebody love me like I love you. Somebody love me like I love you. Somebody love me like I love you. I hope that I could forget you someday. Stop clinging to these hopes of one day, drowning out the voice of reason, hounding me to this self-treason. Loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Someone who loves me like I love you. Now I know the price of buying into a dream that never can come.
Standing face to face, do we dare? Hope it's there, waiting somewhere. The world is not too wide for you to step outside and find your way. Illinois sunset, light up the sky, fly, little wing, fly. Illinois sunset, way, and we are blind, looking for what's in store around the corner. But when you least expect the moment's to connect, your clock will chime. Illinois sunset, strike up the stars and fly, little wing fly. Illinois sunset, back up your dreams and fly, little wing fly. Going down the road in a moving van, just the sketch of a plan and a prayer to make it right. Suddenly you're there in the middle of somewhere, walking up a flight of stairs straight into his time down the line, past the beat, along in song. Now it's time for you to shine, sing your life, and if it feels like time for you to fly, then sunset, light up the sky and fly, little wing fly. Illinois sunset, pack up your dreams and fly, little wing fly. Illinois sunset, strike up the stars and fly, little wing fly.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Alright, that was Ed Wotill from his CD Paper Boats. I played If Someone Loved Me and Illinois Sunset. I hate Illinois sunsets. Blues Brothers reference. That's going to be it for this week. I would ask, if you are listening, say a little prayer. I don't ask for much, but my father is going in for surgery, and it has a very high success rate, but it is still a little scary with the cracking of ribs and whatnot. So, you know, take a little time, say a little prayer for Mao's dad, saying, pull through, buddy. It's going to be all right. And I know it will be, but still, you just hate to... I don't like hospitals, and I've been spending quite a bit of time in them recently. Not for me, visiting. And it just never ends with the testing and the things and the stuff and the bad food and the smells. Ugh. So luckily, you know, I'm sure they're all tobacco-free and really primed up to give my father the best health care he can get. Yeah, but that's going to do it for this week. Sorry for the downer. Man, what a downer ending to the show. Sorry, everyone. I didn't mean it that way. So that is it. I hope you enjoyed listening to my ravings of a lunatic and the wonderful music I play week in and week out. That's me crumbling up my show notes. I will see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Radio St. Pete exclusive, the Indie Circuit. This has been Mao. You have been the listeners. The music has been awesome. And I hope you tell a friend to check us out. Here we are. And there I go.